I just turned down the recording, sorry, I forgot, all right.
Start over. Here's the copies of the details. All righty. So, next slide, please. We have two accounts, and I'm treating them as such. I'm not combining them as they have been done in the past. In prior years, other treasurers have been transferring the money from PayPal over to the Sandy Spring Bank account. It kind of just causes a lot of confusion. We've got two bank accounts, leave them there. So, as you see on the slide, the beginning balance of the Sandy Spring was 78,500 and the ending balance was 71, almost 72,000. Okay. On PayPal, we started off with very little, 67, and we ended up with 3,600. So a lot of our transactions came in through PayPal via memberships and events. So that's the total then would be, as I have there in yellow, 78,600 and change was the beginning. And we went down 3,000 to 75,500 and change. Where did that go? Well, there you see all the details on the sheets that I handed out. What I did, we have a different concept to keep us out of trouble in the future. We've broken it down into three different categories, and to make it extremely simple. First, you have money coming in. Regardless of where that came from, it's considered a donation to the society. Whether it's a membership dues, whether it's an event ticket, or whatever, it's still a donation to the society. So that's money in. Money out is one of two different categories. Operating costs, which what do we have to pay to stay in business, okay? And then community outreach, okay? This is where we've gotten into trouble in the past. Our operating costs is what really brought us down and took us down into minus 3,000. But that's not a bad thing. We've got the money at the moment. We have money. And we will be able to account for it as far as the IRS is concerned more accurately, whether or not it's a operating or a community outreach expense. And any questions on the details that I presented? No questions? Okay. As far as the treasurer's report, I guess we need a motion to accept that.
I made a motion that we accept the report.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot your
name.
Lauren. Mind blank. Dawn,
yep.
Second. Okay. Now,
all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Anybody? All opposed? Any opposed? No, none opposed. Okay, so I have some other things I want to talk about while I have the floor here. As I put it in my briefing here, bad news and going forward. Okay. Year in a nutshell, we've been working with Jeff Bryan, an accountant, to straighten out the IRS issues that were mentioned in last year's AGM. This has been a long process. But we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and we don't think it's a train coming at us. There were discrepancies in SASM's filing of IRS Form 990s in previous years. Okay, due to these discrepancies, we unfortunately lost our nonprofit and charity status, which is why I have not. Some people have asked me for the tax ID number to, you know, to give out for sponsorships and stuff like that. I can't do that because we don't have it for charity, nonprofit charity status at this moment. Okay. Another thing that when I came on as treasurer last year, I was charged to form a committee to advise the board and then the membership of suggestions on how to proceed down the road, whether as a nonprofit charity or as another form of nonprofit organization. We decided to table that committee for the time being. Formation of this committee has been put on hold until we regain any nonprofit status with the IRS and the state and Maryland State. In our opinion, to do so any sooner would complicate the process of reinstatement. And but we do expect to have the nonprofit charity status reinstated by the end of this calendar year. That was the thoughts from our accountant advisor, Jeff Bryant. He also reiterated that to me. Once that has happened, we will revisit the committee to determine if we should make a change in our status, whether it be a charity or just a fraternity, nonprofit, or whatever. Okay. In the meantime, for the previous years, there were discrepancies, as I mentioned, with the 990s tax forms that they have been refiled as per the direction of the IRS with close correspondence to Jeff Bryant, who's been got sent to us, as for-profit status. For a couple of years, we have to refile those as for-profit. This will result in approximately $10,000 to $15,000 in back taxes being owed. Fortunately, we have paid the funds to pay this without causing any undue stress on our finances due to the overwhelming successes we had at the most recent Celtic festivals that we had, was it 2017, 2016, something like that. What's that?
17, 18.
Yeah, we had some great success there. I believe we should not try to fight the back taxes that they're going to ask us. We don't know the exact amount yet. Jeff has filed the forms, but we don't have any response back yet. We shouldn't fight it because it doesn't appear, or at least minimal penalties will be levied on the society. Thank you, Jeff Bryant, for your response to the IRS officials. He put together a mitigation letter to the IRS, and it seems like they're going to accept it and, you know, just give us a slap on the hand and say, pay the back taxes as for profit. So it could be a lot worse. We have been moving forward toward a nonprofit mindset rather than a profit and loss for the future events. Whereas money coming in, as I mentioned, is a benefit to the society. Money going out is either operating expenses or community outreach. Event categories will fall under one or more of these, but how much of a benefit it would generate would not be compared to how much it would cost us. So that whole idea of every event has to make a profit, no, we're not a for-profit organization. An event costs money. We bring in whatever we get. We hope to bring in so we can spend more on community outreach. But if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. In fact, some of the folks here from the society was first formed, that the Burns Army actually supported the festival. The festival was not a moneymaker. And that's what we should go back to. We should go back to some events will be fundraisers for other events that we present to the community. And then of course, the expenses for each event, regardless of what it may or may not bring in, would be approved by the board. At the beginning of each year, the annual budget should include expected expenses for the year, quarterly, and at the end of the year, we could compare those income goals. Budgets are goals, actually, versus the actuals with the expenses incurred. So with that, to summarize, basically, again, events are going to be events regardless of whether or not they bring money in. Okay. If they bring money in, they're a fundraiser. But the expenses for that event are not hinged upon whether or not that event is going to bring money in. Any questions, comments? Thank you. And with that, I'll give it back to Jackie.
All right. And I believe our next one is the membership. Okay, next slide, please. There, thank you. So, just a quick summary of the state of the membership here. We've been keeping tally over the years, and you can see we've had a stable growth, a stable membership, which is quite amazing considering the past 2 years we've been in a closed world pandemic. So we all moved to Zoom and we did some really cool things and people stayed with us. So it's we must have something going for us. This year we had 15 new members and we had 26 who did not renew. Some of those folks have moved to other states, so they're further away than Pennsylvania, et cetera. And some just, have other interests now. And we have 8 lifetime members, and these are the folks who are the Spirit of Scotland awardees. As part of their award, they are granted lifetime membership and they don't pay any difference. Next slide, please. We have mostly membership in Maryland, of course, but we have folks in Delaware, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. So we're not just mid-Maryland anymore. And about 33% of our members are actually veterans. And one actually is an active duty public health service person right now. So we have a good representation of our residents. Here's all the plans and that. Now, all of this information is based on what people put on their membership applications. So if there's something that's missing, it's because I never had it to begin with. So it's real important every year that we, when you renew your membership, which won't be until January 2024, because all of your memberships got extended till December of 2023, because we used to have a membership year that went from July to June. Our president will talk to you more about that. So some of our information is lacking because people send in a check or they say, hey, I'm renewing, and they don't
fill out the form so things don't get updated, whether it's emails or addresses, but these are the different clans that we have represented now. Next slide, please. Yes, sir.
Clan Dunn, but I can also claim Clan Dunn.
Okay, is it Gunn up there? Gunn's up there. Under G.
Oh, it's beside Douglas.
Yeah. It's Gordon, Gregor, Gunn.
Those are two separate.
Yeah.
Two separate clans.
Yeah, they're separate. All of those are separate. It's just two separate. Oh, you're talking about Douglas and Donaghy. Two separate clans. Okay, well, that's what someone put on their application, so I didn't repeat it. I guess I should have repeated it. Other things that we have been involved in, we restarted the newsletter, and I got three issues out, and then life just happened, and many things happened in the society. We had a lot of transition, and they just went to the bottom of the pile. So hopefully we can resurrect that again. We do a lot of outreach with our sister organizations, Scottish American Military Society. Almost all of our veterans belong to that. We co-sponsor things with them. We co-locate festivals with them and other organizations that we support. And we keep a network with them, and we market to them, and we give them our information, and we hope that we will see some of them at our events. We have a Friends of SASA list, and this is folks who attended events but aren't members, and that's got about 80 people on it. They don't want to be members, but they want to come to things, and so we keep them informed. We have submitted a proposal to the McMillan Pipe Band for a sponsorship, and we're still waiting to hear from them. It's been a little while, but they're kind of a busy group, so we're waiting to hear back. The sponsorship would involve sponsoring them in return for their support of our piping needs. So we hope to hear from them soon. And the last thing we did was a survey, which just went out earlier this month. Next slide, please. I'll skip that. Go back.
Slide.
No, stay right there. That's good. Thank you. I didn't realize the order there. I forgot. The other thing we did was we are now a certified organization for the Presidential Volunteer Service Award. And this is an award that we can bestow upon any of our members who meet the criteria of at least 200 volunteer hours a year. And so if there's anyone in the society that has documented 200 hours, and I know there are many who could document more than 200 hours, but the minimum is 200 hours for the different levels. I'm one of the now certifying officials, and I can submit to the to that board, and you get a nice medallion, a pin, and a certificate acknowledging your service. This was the original Points of Light program that President Bush started, and it continues now as the Presidential Volunteer Service Award. It's really neat. It's really a very high level acknowledgement of volunteers, and we have a lot of good volunteers here. Next slide, please. Sorry. Maybe it's in the events. I'm sorry. The survey results are in the events calendar, so we'll get to that later. Any questions, comments, thoughts? If there are, just let me know. We all know my email. I'm the lady who sends stuff out all the time, so just give me a holler. Hi, my name is Lori, and I'm your vice president until the end of this year. And I only have two things to report. The first thing is on the Distinguished Service Award. We had two nominations, and we'll present that later on. And then the other thing was that I coordinated with Dawn on the card policy, and she'll report that on later. And
you can stay here. So Lori and I were asked by the board to put together a card policy, and one of the cards. Valerie, our wonderful group from the Frederick Country, am I saying right? Scottish, okay, too much whiskey. Val and her dancing group, they make cards every year. We buy those cards, and that supports the dancers. One of the things that they also do for us is that they send out cards, condolence cards, get well cards, Christmas cards. This was kind of a loosey-goosey policy, and the board asked that we have something in writing for future boards so that the next group that comes in would know how it works. And Val was very generous, and Lori and I got together and we talked about having what this policy would be and how to contact Val or her group and what cards would go out. And then at the end of the year, Val would give a presentation as to how many cards and who she'd send that out to. In turn, the SASM would give Valerie and her group certain dollar amount, which we recommended $150 a year, which would be re-looked at every year based on postage and the costs, and that would help offset the cost of those cards. Val sends out on average, Val, how many cards?
No idea.
No idea. That was, I didn't ask her about that earlier, so that's all right.
Well, it's a problem for us.
Right.
And we sent out several. Plus
the Christmas cards, which is for everybody, and there's currently 101 members. So
the way the Christmas cards work is that Whitney Morton and I have donated our work to that. The only thing we can reimburse, ask to reimburse our purchase, but that's not good.
Yes, it does. Yes. Yes. Right.
And so, but the making, you know,
so that was the policy we put forth. We will, we discussed it at our last meeting, and we'll have an actual vote on the official policy at our next board meeting.
That's it.
So despite all the hardships that we've been having these last 2 years, we still have managed to have some events. And some of the events that we had in 2022, and you could put on the next slide. So of course, we still had our fall. I don't think we had a spring curtain. We had a fall curtain. We had our socials at Leonore, and we had them at the Thanksgiving Farms. We had the Lad and Lassies. Dawn and I, a couple of people, we attended the Carroll County Celtic Festival, which that was their first year. And that's actually where we spoke to Lori about the possibility of being, wanting to be either a secretary or a vice president. And she said she'd love to be vice president. And she was selected by the board. A few weeks later. let's see, what else have we had? Well, yes, we had Kaylee in June. So, of course, as you can see, Hogmanay ended up having to cancel because the COVID numbers were rising, and we actually were not able to cancel until a few cheapness. Yeah, so it was pretty close. We did get to have our Burns Night Supper. That was in person. That was wonderful. We had our first Harm Day concert. That was over at Frederick Community College.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty well. We've had several movie nights. We had the Sazen Kaylee in June. That was out in, what was that? That was the Lingmore area. It was very well attended. Actually, I was really surprised. Of course, there was the Garrett County. Did anyone go to Garrett County?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a presence at the Garrett County. Carroll County Celtic Festival, like I said, we were there. It rained, but it was nice. It was really nice. Yeah. They put on a very good show. We had our summer socials. The last one was rained out, unfortunately. And then we had a meet and greet with Caitlin. Like, she was the Mary from Dungalow, and she Zoomed with us right before she went to Ireland. And of course, we had our Falkirkin that, Celia, you put that one in this time, right? You and Cindy.
No, Marianne.
And Marianne.
Marianne.
Yep. And John, with quite a few other members, attended the Maryland Irish Festival just this past weekend.
Yep.
So we have more. Can you go to the next slide? Okay, so our upcoming events will be the Lads and Lassies, and that is hosted by Marianne Ferguson and Dan Carroll. As far as I know, that is still, you're still good? Okay, great. We were going to attend the Brickfest in Timonium, but they had to cancel. They didn't specify why, but they had to cancel. And then we've got Haldane coming up. Okay, we had Haldane in this room on December 31st.
And tickets are on sale now.
Yes, they are. They are on sale now.
Please buy your tickets.
Yes, good, wonderful. We are limited to the amount of people we can have. I think we're gonna have like 50 to 60 people, so still a good crowd though. Still a good crowd. And we are having a band this year. We had the last time we had the band was back in 2019. Yeah, that's when we had
that.
Yes,
very fun.
Yes, and we're going to have pipers and drummers.
Yep. And Peter. Danny did the catering this spring. He's going to be our caterer again. So
yes.
Good food. Dancing, people can all like this. It'll be fun.
Yep. And then, of course, we've got our Burns Night Supper coming up. And
Michael, I think we're home.
Marianne is heading that up. And they will be doing three pre-Burns suppers on the Zoom again. So this would be kind of cool. Show us how to make dishes. We have some more book clubs. We don't have any scheduled at the moment. We're going to restart that up in January. And people have been enjoying the movie nights, so we will continue with those. And we are looking to do a concert on Tartan Day for the Tartan Day weekend. And John is heading that up. And we'll have more Kirk in the Tartan. We're trying to have some more Kaylee's. And of course, instead of having one summer social, we've decided to break it up and we have several throughout the summer where people can get it. That way, no one misses out.
Well, trying.
So, Marianne, did you want to go up and talk about this or?
Okay.
It's all good. So Marianne sent out a survey. She asked us if we all thought it was a good idea to send out a survey to see what people wanted to be involved in. So we were like, sure. So she sent this out. She got 20 responses, which is actually above what the average response rate is. And these are where people said that they would either, that they would attend. These are people who said they would attend. So as you can see, we've got our bigger things here, and then just, you know. But it looks like everything people are enjoying attending, and if you have ideas, you're always welcome to let the board know. You know, if there's something that you want to see, if there's something you want to head up, something you want to help with, because, you know, it's the membership runs on volunteers, and more volunteers make the work easier. And we are fun.
Can I add to this? So one of the things we talked about on the board earlier this year is that we, let me get in front of the camera. We actually, as board members, would prefer not to be chair people of events. In some cases, it kind of makes a conflict. How are we going to do this? What are we going to do? Are we going to approve it or not approve it? So we are actually looking to the members to help chair. We would love to be co-chairs, but we don't want to be the main person for an event. So we're looking to the membership to step up and volunteer to be the chairperson. And we will support you in any way we can, even as much as being a co-chair.
Yes, this is your society, so you all make it move.
And one thing.
Yes.
One thing I would add is that we're going to be working on our 2023 calendar. Of course, we have burns. We set the burns date every year, the day after the last burn. That's a given. Always the last Saturday. And so it's not something that, you know, we're going to say no, we're going to do it. But some of these other events, even though maybe there's low numbers on them, if someone wants to do them, that's great. This was just to get a feel for what are people interested in. The past few years, we've had 2 and 3 events every month. And that's very difficult to do with just a small number of people. If we can't get enough people to do things, we'll just reduce it to 1 event a month or 1 quarter or whatever we can support. So even though those are, yeah, that's the wish list up there, but wishes don't get done unless people help. So we're going to be drafting a calendar for the year and putting things in slots and trying to at least have 1 a month that would be something to do. So if you want to be in on anything, you know, let me know. Let me know. Let any board members know because we're going to start doing that shortly. Thanks.
Okay. So next one.
It's not happy.
Ew. All right, it's just me.
That is you.
Okay. Yes. All right. I can lip sync it.
All right. So, and this has really not changed very much. We still have both our websites. 3 or 4 website IDs are out there. Everything now defaults to the St. Andrews SASMM.com, but we still do have the other websites because people search for the Frederick Celtic Festival, the Midrelly Celtic Festival, etc. So everything, it takes you back to the St. Andrews website. Right now we have membership forms up there, contact forms, and donation forms. That's all the forms we have active. When we do sell tickets on the website, that would be another form we would have active. For Hogmanay, all the tickets are being sold through Eventbrite, so we don't have Hogmanay form up for Hogmanay, but we do have the information up there on the website. And also, we do have an up-to-date calendar of upcoming events, so anytime you're wondering, you know, when an event is, you can always hit the website, and under upcoming events, you can see the current calendar. Next slide. So Facebook is still our primary method of communicating with members. So we do have 2 Facebook sites. I've tried several times this year to merge these sites. We have the group site, which is, or the page, which is the St. Andrews, and it's very local, regional in nature, and people can't just post on it. You know, it's not a group website, it's a page. So we the admins, you know, handle the page, the postings, and what we try to post on there is things of interest to, you know, our membership here locally. And then we have the festival website, which is more of an event page, much wider reach. We're followed by, you know, 3,300 people, followed by a lot of other festivals. And we try to use that to post things of wide interest, you know, posts from Scotland, you know, interesting articles from Scotland, photos of Edinburgh at Christmas, you know, things like that. Then we've tried to merge these two. We don't want to lose the 3,300 people we have following the festival page. But Facebook's not allowed us to merge those. You know, they basically said you're trying to merge an event and a group, and they're two different things. And we just haven't been able to get them to do that. This was a specific request from the Carroll County Celtic Festival, who didn't want us having a Mid-Maryland Celtic Festival, a Frederick Celtic Festival, website up there because of the confusion with people thinking we're the same festival. But since we've not been able to move that or change that, you know, right now we're still kind of the status quo. Instagram and Twitter, we get a lot of questions. Are we on Instagram? Are we on Twitter? Currently, we are not active on those platforms, frankly, because I don't really use those platforms and I don't have the bandwidth to do it yet. So we actually have accounts there, but we're not actively pushing it. We have the ability, theoretically, to put something on the website and have it automatically push to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter automatically. We have not activated that. And if some member wants to step up that is more of an active Instagram, Twitter user that wants to manage that for us, I just don't have the bandwidth to do the websites and everything else. We would welcome that because we realize, you know, we need to be on different social media platforms, not just Facebook. Okay, I think that's probably about it. Yep, that was it. Any questions on any of the social media? Any feedback, let me know. I'm the contact when you get the contact me on the website or the festival site. That all comes to me, and I farm it out to whoever is applicable. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, well, as I mentioned before, I started out the year as vice president, and so while I was doing that, that's when I created the Instagram and the Twitter accounts. When I became president, it became harder to push to those because I was dealing with other things. Let's see. Dawn and I started working on a cookbook at the beginning of the year, but we did not get a lot of response. We got some good recipes, but it was not enough for us to create a cookbook. So for now, that has been tabled, but we hope to be able to start that back up and, you know, get recipes from our members and we can put it into a book and put out there. And they don't strictly have to be Celtic recipes. They could be whatever recipe you find is a family favorite. As I said, this year, when I became president, I had to learn a bunch of new stuff, and John and Marianne really helped me along in keeping things moving. Basically, we've been trying to keep status quo and keep everything going straight, keep the society up and running. And then Laurie and Dawn have been so much helpful also. I did want to mention that in the minutes, it did say about we were going to do a donation foundation, or we were going to donate our money. And that was something that Dan Carroll has spearheaded. But because of the position that the society is in, Jeff Bryan suggested that we not do that and just hold until we're done putting the society back where we meant to be put. So we haven't totally disregarded it, but we are right now, we are not doing the donation foundation.
That'd be something that we would maybe revisit in the future. But we need to get this society back on stable ground. So basically that's all I have right now. Does anybody have any questions for me? So we were looking at the bylaws, us as a board, and we decided that the membership year was running July 1st to June 30th. And people were having trouble remembering if they paid their dues, if they had paid the dues. And after a lot of discussion, we decided to, since everything else runs January to December, we were going to change the membership year, January to December, make it easy. This is your 2022 membership year. This is your 2023 membership year. And then that's how it will be going forward. The other thing we decided to do was eliminate the family membership because it was hard to keep count and things got confusing, especially when you had spouses that didn't have the same last name or you had significant others. So, you know, nobody shared the same last name. You didn't know when you had your membership list who was, you know, related to who was the family. And we decided that it would make it easier to do individual memberships. So we went ahead and we did that. If you want to see the bylaws, we can email you a new copy of the bylaws. Just let me know, let Marianne know.
They went out with the email.
That's right, they did. They were out with the email.
You want a paper copy on that,
yep.
Please?
Yeah.
You said you'll post it.
Yeah, I'll think.
Yeah. Any questions about the bylaws?
Yeah.
Okay. Next slide. All right, I will leave this up to Lori. She was in charge of the Distinguished Service Award as the vice president.
We had two nominations for the Distinguished Service Award. One was Karen Robinson and the other was Jackie Carter. And we had all voted that Jackie received the Distinguished Service Award.
Really?
Yes. Oh, okay. This is for outstanding and distinguished service to the society through her many exemplary contributions to the members.
Okay. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh my gosh.
I never thought.
If there's whiskey in there, you have to share.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much.
So those of you who don't know, Jackie is an avid piker. Jackie is an avid piker, and she has spent more time walking around Scotland probably than riding around Scotland. And so many of the items in that basket are reflective of her hiking experience. And there are two pictures in there. One's a glamour shot. Everybody needs a glamour shot. And one is of, it's a beautiful picture of her in Scotland, like one of her hikes. I don't remember which one, but we wanted to be sure that we honored you and what you do and what you contribute to celebrating Scotland. So you're thanking and all the people you meet and everything you do. So thank you.
It means a lot to me.
So good. Thank you, John. Hi, everybody. Let me first thank Lynn, Marty, Robert, who's not here, and Chris. We sent out a lot of emails, and you know, it's a lot of work actually. But so I'm very grateful for them for their help. We emailed a lot of people, asked them their ideas of who they would like to run for the 2023 board. And do I announce that? Yes. For president, Jackie Parker. Barbara is a relatively new member, so I'm very excited that she stepped up and asked to run for vice president. Recording secretary is Robert Holes, also a relatively new member. Him and Bonnie were going to be here tonight. Unfortunately, please think of keep Bonnie in your prayers. Her brother is very, very ill, and they just got on a plane to Florida. But Robert stepped up. If any of you have been to movie night or the book clubs, Robert and Bonnie have been pretty active the last year and a half at those events. Treasurer again is Joan Alexander. Thank you, John, very much for letting me know. Membership director again, Marianne Elliott. Thank you very much. And Bill, thank you for running for webmaster. Yeah. We had 22 emails that came back in with votes, and all 22 voted for the board as you see here. So it is decided. This is your 2023 board for assessment. Just on a personal note, you know, it's really a lot. Like Jackie said, we're the members. This is our society. And for these guys to step up, for some of them to continue, as Marianne and Bill have, and John again for another year, and Jackie for president. Really appreciate them for stepping up and doing this. It's not a lot of work, it's not, but it is work, and it's the love and the nurturing of the society that they're doing this. So thank you to them.
You gotta swear them in.
What do I have to do? Oh yes, okay, please. Do I do that? Okay. All right, you guys. Ken, we'll do this from you. Your vice president.
Good morning. Could you come right into a bill, please?
What's that?
Did you do it?
Yeah, you guys did. Don't get the votes.
It doesn't matter. You're still here.
You want my thumb here?
Again, thank you all very much. You know, our Jack, Zane, John, and Marianne, Bill,
right,
again for Robert, who's not here. Thank you, again in spirit. Our new board, do you swear to perform the duties to the best of your ability with good conscience for the positions which you were elected according to the bylaws of the St. Andrew Society of Mid-America Incorporated? Thank you very much. Very grateful. One more thing. Do you have your Hogmanay tickets? Because there's Wi-Fi. Right now, you can get on Eventbrite and buy your Hogmanay tickets.
Okay. It's on the Sasha website.
Yes, it's on Saturday. So, of course, just a little reminder, our upcoming events in December are going to be our annual Lads and Lassies Libation, which I love going to that. Women have tea, guys have whiskey, but, you know, you can have a whiskey too.
Basically,
Yes.
So where is that, everything, everywhere? So no more restricted, no more infiltration, not access.
Yeah.
Wonderful, awesome, awesome, great. And then, of course, we have.
Susan always works.
Great.
I start.
Yes. So, yeah, so we have the Albany, of course, coming up, it'll be in this building, in this room. We'll have a band, we're dancing, Valerie will be here teaching us our Scottish country dancing, which is so much fun and helps you work off the adult beverages and dinner. So, I guess we're on to the next. So, we've come to the end. Do you all have any questions, concerns? Now is the time.
I have a concern, we don't have a group photo, so before everybody leaves, once you adjourn, let's get a group
yes,
photo.
Yes, let's get a group photo. We haven't done that. Yes. So, speak now for everyone to be. Yes, Sally. Yes, yes, Valerie's got her words for sale in the back. John and Mark, yes. Okay, so. So we do Valerie cards are for sale in the back there. We also have some silent auction baskets. They are Christmas and winter themed. So check them out. They're Dawn put the baskets together. She actually, I believe, also created some of the artwork that's in the baskets. So. Okay, well, I got you out of here. 4:09. So you move, and okay, so Marianne moves and Susan seconded. All
here.
Awesome. The meeting is adjourned.
Let the party continue.
All right, so let's all gather and we'll take our photo.
Okay. I like
okay.
I like the photo.
So where do you want us to stand? Okay. Oh, and thank you, Dorothy, and everybody who came by Zoom.
Sorry, I'm done.
All right.
You want to stay over there, stand here.
All right.
Alright,
come on everybody. Let's do a photo.
You take one of me and Mary.
Yep.
Leave meeting.
No, get in there.
That's all. All right. Come on, photo time. Come on, Miss Lynn. Just real quick.
Yes, Lynn.
Part of it.
Sit.
Right. Yes, everybody.
Oh, you're not coming close to me, are you?
Uh oh.
Yeah, you are.
Is somebody the dog has
it? Yeah.
Uh oh.
What are you?
All right.
You're supposed to be in it too.
Well, yeah, that's kind of difficult, but we'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
Can you see everybody?
Let's see. I'll take my glasses off. No, everybody's a lot better. Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Film's cheap these days. All right.
All right, get down here. Get down here.
And we'll do
we are going to get everybody in
person. Whether it takes 2 or 3
times. Okay, stay right there. I'm going to selfie with you.
Yes, it's true. Do
it. All right, how about that?
Yes. There you go.
Can't quite get everybody, but close.
Here.
There we go.
That's good.
All right.
So we still have microphones on. Anybody wants to do some karaoke?
Pick up anything that's not correct.
That'll be.
Why are you taking it apart?
Because this was on top of my monitor at home. And this was.